The kings of Tarshish and of the Isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Saba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage. All nations shall serve him. From the prophet. All from Sheba shall come bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. There's a lot of speculation when Messiah comes, how the nations will be treated. And the Jews already had an intuition that somehow they were to be the light to lighten the Gentiles, and that out of Judaism would come a more universal worship of God. And so when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Gentiles were at his crib. Gentiles, like you and like me, were at his crib, bearing gifts, gold and frankincense. And there really, in the Bible, is no reference to how many come to the cradle, these wise men. Apparently, one of ours got lost on the way. But one of the ladies at the last Mass informed me that he was really there. We just couldn't see him because he's Casper, the friendly ghost. Be that as it may, we're going to go and find him. He's just waylaid. It's interesting, though, that from the time of the prophet Isaiah, who says that the people would come from the east bearing gold and frankincense, by the time we get over to the gospel, they're not only bearing gold and frankincense, but they're also bearing myrrh. Myrrh was an embalming substance, an ointment that was placed on the deceased bodies to prepare them for burial. And that seems like an odd gift to bring a child, but the gospel writer was making a point that Jesus is the king of the world and worthy of gold. Jesus is God incarnate and worthy of incense. But he is also a God who came and humiliated himself and died on a cross. So that even as we celebrate Christmas each year, we are always involved not only with the beauty of the beginning of life, but we're also looking at the end of life. We're looking at the death of the Lord on the cross. But he promises us something through all that. He promises us the resurrection, and so we celebrate that each and every day of our lives, the resurrection of the dead and life eternal. For God loves his world so much that even though he has looked at it and seen all the evil that has ever happened. Just think about the 20th century. Millions and millions of people dying in wars. Millions and millions of people killed by communist regimes. Millions and millions of people just suffering along. He could look at this world and say, I've had enough. Let's just annihilate it. But he doesn't do that. Instead, he gives us an example in his only begotten Son, who came to do the will of the Father. That's what's so beautiful about all of these people that are in the manger scene. Mary says, be it done to me according to your will. And then she turns to us and says, do whatever he tells you. Joseph is a just man who takes care of the Holy Family. The wise men truly are wise, and I hope there are some wise men among us. Last evening, the women said probably we wouldn't find any, but I think we do. I think there's plenty of wise men and women here. One of them said a wise guy, but I'm not sure about that either. But be that as it may, the Lord loves his world. He loves the world enough to give the Son. And think about it. How would you like to be, if you were God, would you want to be incarnate in a baby? would you want to come and, you know, have to have your diapers changed and all that? The immense intellect, the immense being of God, the creator of all things, swaddling clothes, I mean, that is humble. That is truly humble. And he showed his humility in his ministry among the sick, the dying, the poor. And he asks us to go and do likewise. He asks us to take up our cross daily and follow him. He asks us to repent of our sins and come follow him. We have in this Holy Catholic Church the means to always come back, the means to always start over, the means to always have resurrection, life, life eternal. The sacrament of confession is available to us when we fail miserably sometimes, or we just can't break those old habits. We ask the Lord for more grace and strength. We come day by day, week by week, year by year to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where we receive his forgiveness by partaking of his body and blood. And as we enter more and more into the mystery of the sacraments and the mystery of the Mass, we actually start to become what we eat. Hopefully, one day we will be fully what we eat, the body and blood of Christ. So today, as we come and we celebrate this manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, may we always remember that the Lord is very, very good to us, that in spite of the sufferings, in spite of the hardships, in spite of all those things that we wish we didn't have to go through, the Lord is there with us each and every day. He is there to take care of us. He is there to offer us his body and blood. He is there to give of himself, and he asks us to give to each other. We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage.